Hello, quiz aficionados, and welcome to the third episode of the 20 Questions Quiz Podcast in 2024. We hope the new year has been treating you well, and for our returning listeners, it's fantastic to have you back on this quest for knowledge. And if you're new here, well, you're in for a treat. Welcome to the 20 Questions Quiz Podcast. Let me tell you how the game works. You have 20 questions to tackle, each more challenging than the last. I will read the question twice to ensure you're ready for the challenge, but remember, the clock is ticking, and you will have 10 seconds to provide the correct answer. One slip up, and it's game over. The idea of this game is to get as far as you can without getting a single question wrong. And here's an exciting twist we want to hear from you. If you have burning questions or just want to share your thoughts, reach out to us on Twitter at 20 Questions Quiz, or drop us an email, 20, that's the word 20, questions quiz at gmail.com. Your input might just shape the questions for our upcoming episodes. So, whether you're a seasoned quiz champion or a first-time adventurer, get ready to flex those mental muscles. For the third time in 2024, let's see if you can defeat 20 questions. Here we go once again. Settle back, settle in. Let me begin with question number one. What are the Nile, Amazon, Mississippi, three of the longest in the world? What are the Nile, Amazon, and Mississippi, three of the longest in the world?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Nile, Amazon, and Mississippi are three of the longest rivers in the world. Nice, comfortable, easy start. Question number two, to sport. And which sport would you associate Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo? Which sport would you associate Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo are both highly acclaimed football players, soccer players even. They are considered two of the greatest footballers in the history of the sport. Question three is this. Which galaxy are we in? Which galaxy are we in?
Five, four, three, two, one.
We are in the Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way is a barred spiral galaxy, and it is the galaxy that contains our solar system. It is estimated to have around 100 to 400 billion stars, along with a variety of other celestial objects, such as planets, asteroids, comets, and more. The Milky Way is just one of billions of galaxies in the observable universe. We move on to question number four. On which continent would you find the Patagonian Desert? On which continent would you find the Patagonian Desert?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Patagonian Desert, also known as the Patagonian Steppe, is located in South America. It spans parts of Argentina and the beautiful country that is Chile in the southern region of the continent. The Patagonian Desert is characterized by arid and semi-arid conditions with unique landscapes and ecosystems adapted to the challenging climate. Question five. Which murder mystery writer created the legendary detectives Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple? Which murder mystery writer created the legendary detectives Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple?
Five, four, three, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The legendary detectives Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple were created by the renowned murder mystery writer Agatha Christie. Agatha Christie, an English author, is widely considered one of the most prolific and successful mystery writers of all time. Poirot and Miss Marple are iconic fictional detectives who have appeared in numerous novels and short stories written by Christie. And a fascinating fact that I learned just yesterday was that Agatha Christie is the third most read author in history. Her books are third on the list. The only two that are ahead of her are Shakespeare and the Bible. Question 6. Which animal group has a pouch? Which animal group has a pouch?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Animals that have a pouch are generally classified as marsupials. Marsupials are a group of mammals characterized by giving birth to relatively undeveloped live young, which then typically continue to develop outside the womb, typically in a pouch in the mother's belly. The most well-known example of a marsupial is the kangaroo, but other examples include koalas, wallabies, and opossums. These animals are found predominantly in Australia and nearby regions, although opossums are native to the Americas. Question number 7. What was the power source in a hansom cab in the late 19th century? What was the power source in a hansom cab in the late 19th century?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The power source of a hansom cab in the late 19th century was typically a horse. Hansom cabs were horse-drawn carriages that were popular in the 19th and early 20th centuries. The design of the hansom cab, with the driver seated high at the back, allowed for better visibility and maneuverability through crowded city streets. Horses were harnessed to the cab and provided the primary source of power for transportation. The advent of motorized vehicles eventually led to the decline of horse-drawn cabs in urban transportation. Question number 8. What is pasta made from? What is pasta made from?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Pasta is typically made from durum wheat, semolina, or a mixture of durum wheat and water. The semolina is a coarse wheat flour made from the endosperm of durum wheat. The durum wheat gives pasta its unique texture and allows it to hold its shape well during cooking. The basic process involves mixing the durum wheat semolina with water to form a dough. The dough is then kneaded and shaped into various pasta forms, such as spaghetti, fettuccine, penne, or lasagna. The pasta is then dried or, in the case of fresh pasta, cooked immediately. Other types of pasta may use different grains or ingredients, such as rice flour or legume flour, for those who prefer gluten-free options. Question 9, we move on now to music. Which ex-Nirvana member went on to form the Foo Fighters? Which ex-Nirvana member went on to form the Foo Fighters?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The ex-Nirvana member who went on to form the Foo Fighters is Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl was the drummer for Nirvana, and after the band disbanded following the death of Kurt Cobain, Grohl transitioned to become the frontman and guitarist for the Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters formed in 1994 and have since become one of the most successful and enduring rock bands, with Grohl as the central figure of the group. To question number 10. What did King Louis desire in the Jungle Book? What did King Louis desire in the Jungle Book?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In Disney's animated adaptation of The Jungle Book, King Louis, a character introduced in the film, desires to have the secret of man's red fire. Fire is the answer. In the song, I Wanna Be Like You, King Louis desires to be like Mowgli, the human boy raised by wolves. And he believes, though, that possessing fire will make him more of a man. This song is a memorable part of the movie, showcasing King Louis' charismatic and entertaining personality. But fire is the word I was looking for. That's what King Louis desires in The Jungle Book. We've reached the halfway mark. 10 down, 10 to go. Questions to come on horror movies, the human body, films, animals, the Olympic Games, and the US Civil War. But first, to food. Which popular Italian cheese is often made from domesticated water buffalo milk? Which popular Italian cheese is often made from domesticated water buffalo milk?
Five, four, three, two, one.
One of my favourite cheeses as well. The popular Italian cheese that's often made from domesticated water buffalo milk is mozzarella. Specifically, mozzarella di bufala campana. This type of mozzarella is highly regarded for its delicate and milky flavour, as well as its unique texture. It is produced in specific regions of Italy, with Campania being one of the primary areas associated with the authentic production of mozzarella di bufala campana. The use of water buffalo milk contributes to the cheese's distinctive taste and creaminess. Question number 12. Explorers. Mungo Park was a Scottish explorer who travelled into uncharted territory in search of the source of which river? Mungo Park was a Scottish explorer who travelled into uncharted territory in search of the source of which river?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, I bet a few of you have gone for the Nile here, and if you have, you are wrong. Mungo Park, a Scottish explorer who embarked on two expeditions to Africa in the late 18th century in search of the source of the Niger River. His journeys took place in 1795 to 1797 and 1805 to 1806. Mungo Park's efforts contributed to the European understanding of the geography of the African continent, particularly the course of the Niger River and the regions that surround it. We continue this edition of 20 Questions with question 13. In which city was The Exorcist set? In which city was The Exorcist set?
Five, four, three, two, one.
One of the great films of the horror genre, The Exorcist, was primarily set in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States. The story revolves around the demonic possession of a young girl named Regan McNeil and the attempts to perform an exorcism to free her from the evil entity. The novel, written by William Peter Blatty, was published in 1971, and the famous film adaptation directed by William Friedkin was released in 1973 and it was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. The iconic steps leading to the house where much of the story takes place are located in the Georgetown neighborhood of Washington, D.C. Question 14. What is the most common element in the human body? What is the most common element in the human body?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The most common element in the human body is oxygen. Oxygen makes up a significant portion of the body's mass and is a crucial element for cellular respiration, the process by which cells generate energy. Other major elements in the human body include carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, and phosphorus. These elements combine to form various molecules such as proteins, carbohydrates, lipids, and nucleic acids, which are essential for the structure and function of cells and tissues. Six to go. Question 15. Which is the smallest country in the world by area? Which is the smallest country in the world by area?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The smallest country in the world by area is the Vatican City. Vatican City is an independent city-state enclaved within Rome, Italy. It is the spiritual and administrative headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church and the residence of the Pope, with an area of just over 44 hectares, about 110 acres. Vatican City is not only the smallest country in the world, but also one of the most unique and historically significant. We reach the final five. Five tough questions stand between you and defeating 20 questions if you've got the first 15 right. You are still standing. Questions to come on film. Animals, the Olympics, space, and the US Civil War on this edition of 20 Questions. Question 16 of 20 is this. The movie Brokeback Mountain was originally based on a short story by which author? The movie Brokeback Mountain was originally based on a short story by which author?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The movie Brokeback Mountain was originally based on a short story by author Annie Proulx. The short story is titled Brokeback Mountain and was first published in 1997 in the New Yorker magazine. The film adaptation, directed by Ang Lee, was released in 2005 and received critical acclaim for its portrayal of a complex relationship between two cowboys, played by Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, set against the backdrop of the American West. Question 17 of 20. What kind of animal is a gaur? What kind of animal is a gaur, spelt G-A-U-R?
Five, four, three, two, one.
A gaur is a large, wild bovine native to South Asia and Southeast Asia. It is the largest species of wild cattle. The gaur is characterized by its robust build, dark brown to black coat, and its distinctively curved horns. Both males and females have horns, which can be quite long and have a slight backward curve. Now, gaurs are primarily herbivores, feeding on grass, leaves, and other vegetation. They inhabit various types of forested environments, including grasslands, deciduous forests, and evergreen forests. Gaurs are considered endangered due to habitat loss, hunting, and competition with domestic livestock. Conservation efforts are underway to protect and preserve the remaining populations of these majestic wild cattle. Question 18 of 20, three to go, is on the Olympic Games. In the 1932 Olympics in Los Angeles, the show jumping course was so tough that what happened? In the 1932 Olympics in Los Angeles, the show jumping course was so tough that what happened?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In the 1932 Olympics, equestrian events held in Los Angeles, the show jumping course was exceptionally challenging, featuring a water jump that was particularly difficult for the horses to navigate. The water jump was a pool of water with an imposing 3.7 meter wide, about 12 foot jump, and it presented a significant obstacle. Due to the challenging conditions of the show jumping course, no rider completed the course without any faults. As a result, the judges decided not to award any individual medals for the show jumping competition. The decision reflected the significant difficulty posed by the course and the challenges faced by the riders and their horses. It's an unusual occurrence in Olympic history where no medals were awarded in a particular event. The answer to question 18 is that no medals were awarded. Question 19, to space, and what was Sojourner? To space, and what was Sojourner?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Sojourner was the name of the Mars rover that was part of NASA's Mars Pathfinder mission. The Mars Pathfinder mission, launched on December 4, 1996, aimed to study the Martian atmosphere, climate, geology, and composition of its rocks and soil. The mission successfully landed on Mars on July 4, 1997. Sojourner, a small six-wheeled robotic rover, and was the first rover to operate on Mars. It conducted various experiments, analyzed rocks and soil, and provided valuable data about the Martian surface. The mission was an important milestone in space exploration, demonstrating the feasibility of sending robotic rovers to explore and study the surface of other planets. To the final question on this edition of 20 Questions, the third of 2024. And it's on the US Civil War. And if you've got to question 19, you can have a guess here. Which US state did not have a battle fought in it during the whole of the US Civil War? Which state did not have a battle fought in it during the whole of the US Civil War?
Five, four, three, two, one.
West Virginia did not have a battle fought in it during the US Civil War. West Virginia became a state on June 20, 1863, separating from the state of Virginia during the Civil War. As a result of its formation during the war, West Virginia did not experience major military engagements between Union and Confederate forces within its borders. The state was admitted to the Union and played a role in the overall context of the Civil War. However, the question was, which US state did not have a battle fought in it during the whole of the US Civil War? The US Civil War was between 1861 and 1865. So, the answer to the question is Maine. Maine is the US state that did not have a major battle fought with it within its borders during the whole of the US Civil War. While Maine contributed significantly to the Union war effort by supplying soldiers and resources, it did not witness large-scale military engagements between Union and Confederate forces on its soil. Most of the major battles of the Civil War occurred in the southern states and along the border states. But the answer I was looking for was men. So, are you the main quizzer today on 20 Questions? How did you do today? Let me know on Twitter, at 20QuestionsQuiz is where we are on X. Or drop me an email, 20QuestionsQuiz@gmail.com. Of course, there'll be new social media channels opening in the very near future, and I do hope you can follow us wherever they may be. But for now, we're still on Twitter, and we are still available by email. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your workmates, how far can they get to on 20 Questions? Let me know. We are back every Thursday for new episodes. And just to remind you, if you want to challenge yourself again, there is a catalogue of previous episodes available to you. 25 general knowledge episodes from 2023 still available for you, as well as 5 music 20 questions and 7 sport ones as well. Enjoy yourselves, and why not? Test your mental capacities in this 2024. We're back next Thursday. New episodes drop at 6 a.m. on Thursdays. I do hope you can join us then. From me, Johnny Bryan, thank you so much for your company once again. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.